investigation of the Democratic break-in thing. We're back in the problem area because the FBI is not under control because Gray doesn't exactly know how to control us. And they have, their investigation is now leading into some productive areas because they've been able to trace the money, not through the money itself, but through the bank, you know, sources, the banker himself, and it goes some directions we don't want it to go. Also, there have been some things like an informant came in off the street to the FBI in Miami with a photographer who has a friend who's a photographer who develops films for this guy, Parker. And the films had pictures of Democratic National Committee letterhead documents. So he's got, there's things like that that are filtering in. Mitchell came up with yesterday, and John Dean analyzed very carefully last night and concludes, concurs now with Mitchell's recommendation that the only way to solve this, and we're set up beautifully to do it, in that the only network that paid any attention to last night was NBC, who did a massive story on the Cuban thing and all. But the way to handle this now is for us to have Walters call Pat Gray and just say, stay the hell out of this. This is there's business here, we don't want you going any further on. That's not an unusual development. And that would take care of that. Pat does want to. He doesn't know how to, and he doesn't have any basis for doing it. Given this, he will then have the basis. He'll call Mark Felt and the two of them. And Mark Felt wants to cooperate because he's ambitious. They'll call them in and say, we've gotten a signal across the river to put the hold on this. And that'll fit rather well because the FBI agents who are working the case at this point feel that's what it is. This is CIA.
But they're tracing the money to them.
Well, they've traced to a name that they haven't got to the guy yet.
Who's the money here?
Ken Dahlberg. Yeah.
Thank you.